Kevin Toner, Kevin cornerback in this Pats team. Yeah. Your first start in the championship, it's your third medal in total, and I suppose the fact that you started today's game and you finish it out makes it a very sweet one.
Yeah, felt very good, like, you know, just tried to approach it as a normal game, like, you know, when you have the likes of Paddy Keenan and Ray Finnegan and Colin Goss, like, just tell you to do the simple things, and that was our motto with this team, is the first option, best option, and do the simple thing.
That first half, I mean, the Dreadnoughts, you kept with you.
Yeah.
They got a lucky break of the goal, I suppose, but yeah. In the run into half time then, they certainly looked as if they could push you all the way.
Oh, yeah, Dreadnoughts are a very good young side, like, you know, we played under 21 with a few of them, Anthony Williams, Keane McAvoy, Conor Campbell, like, really good lads. A lot of pace with them, they never give up, like, Peach Califf, like, God, I don't know how many frees he scored, like, but, yeah, they're not going anywhere, they're a very good young side, and they'll be back, I'm sure.
What did Fergal Reel say to you at halftime? I'm sure he was looking for you to increase the work rate and try to close up those gaps that had appeared in the first half in defence.
Yeah, just told us to be patient. You know, we were losing a lot of ball around the middle of the field. We weren't picking up the break, so we just had to sort that out. And so we just needed to remain calm and not lose the head and just keep the head down and keep going.
And that second half, the defence, it looked much more organised. There were very few gaps for the Dreadnoughts to exploit.
Yeah, well, when you're Sean Connor telling you what to do, you don't want to do anything wrong. Like, but, and Desi Finnegan there as well. And we just... Feels good now, feels very good.
And I mean, you kept the scoreboard ticking over much more than the Dreadnoughts. They were struggling for chances and struggling for scores.
Yeah, like when Danny Connor and Owen O'Connor in there, like, just paced the burn, like, and a lot of options on the bench as well. Like, Daryl Lafferty came in, done very well, like, Evan White, like, kept the scores ticking over, like, and we always knew the Dreadnoughts would be in it to the very end, and we just had to keep the head.
This is a huge victory for St Pat's. I know it's the sixth championship for the club in the space of just over, 11 seasons. But a lot of people were writing this Pat's team off after last year in the semi-final, but you've answered your critics today.
Oh, yeah, you know, it didn't feel good, like, you know, last Friday in Hagerstown, like, you know, it hurt a lot losing to the Blues, like, and we knew we had to correct it. We knew we had to get the heads down in January and keep doing the simple things and just pushing on, and thank God it paid off.
And the fellas that have come home from abroad as well, award for them, I mean, showing tremendous commitment.
Yeah, like, Carl, I come from Tokyo, like, it can't be easy, like, and of course, only Zed, like, doing it since Fergal first came in, like, come from Edinburgh, and then Paddy Mallon, like, you know, just, they're the boys that's here since 03, like, they're the boys that lead by example for us young fellas, tell us what to do, always there to encourage us, and... Yeah.
I mean, next on the radar now is trying to retain your Cardinal O'Donnell Cup and the Leinster Club, and I'm sure you'd really like to give that a serious effort this season.
Yeah, like, I think it was against Sarsfield now, like, a lot of stuff went wrong there, like, and that didn't feel good either, and we want to be correcting that, and we don't want to lose our Cardinal O'Donnell either. I think we're out Thursday, or I don't know when it is, but we'll enjoy tonight, we'll enjoy tomorrow, and we'll see how it goes then. Maybe get back in the field of Wednesday, and we'll enjoy it.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks very much.